like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It is.
And who's this on our video portion?
I think it looks like, is it Betty Page, the old pinup from the 40s?
That's right. It looks like
it. It does, but it's actually Blake Lively in the rhythm section. Well, I don't think she's playing drums.
If you're going to be an assassin,
yes,
there's a balance you have to have between your breathing and your heart rate.
Yes.
And that's the rhythm section. Taught by Jude Law as an M16 operative.
Now, I liked him, actually, as Dr. Watson in the Robert Downey Jr.
And he's coming back. They're coming back again.
Wow.
We've got a very vengeful lady here in Blake Lively's Stephanie, based on the novels of Mark Burnell. Stephanie is the protagonist name.
Yes, I thought she was quite good in this role.
Look, she is this movie. Now, critic whom I like, Mike LaSalle from the San Francisco Chronicle, says she is this movie. He gave her such praise for this movie. I have to look at it.
The one thing I kept thinking about was the movie, I think, with Charlize Theron, Atomic Blonde. In this, I kept thinking, did it really ring true? And that was her vulnerability. How could she really win over some of these people? But I think it's maybe because of her vulnerability.
Well, you're right, because doesn't Jude Law's character warns her that she'll always be this, as much as he teaches her about defense and offense. So you're right to pick up on that. It's a good contrast between her and Atomic Blonde, because she is not atomic.
She makes some mistakes. She still leads by her heart.
Which is what I like about it.
Yes, quite convincingly, as this heroin-addicted prostitute. I would have liked a little bit more backstory. Obviously, we get a lot of flashbacks, and of course, the movie's about revenge.
Because her family has gone down in an explosion in a plane, finds out it's terrorists.
Who are these bad guys? What are they doing?
Yes.
They wanted to wipe out somebody, so they blow up a plane over the Atlantic. Her mother, father, brother, and sister, we see a lot of photos, a little flashback clips, and you see a very fresh-faced, beautiful Blake Lively. And then you're introduced to her as this bruised up.
I tell you, you mentioned something that annoyed me about the film, these soft focus flashbacks. Jeez, give me enough of these.
With her and her mom and she's smiling and everything. She was a top student at Oxford.
She drops that heroin addict immediately.
Well,
wow, boy,
my God.
There's recovery for you.
Swimming in a frozen little lake there in the highlands of Scotland,
For such a bright girl, I just found it a little bit hard for me to believe. You know, top student at Oxford? It's like being top student in the world.
Yes.
And I just couldn't quite figure out her complete devastation and loss, even though obviously it's four members of her family. So
it's one of the most interesting car chase scenes. Here, we are... It's almost like all one take in the passenger side as it's careening around. Because the other thing, the movie hops around all over the place.
It does. It does the James Bond thing. The producers are the Broccolis, I think. They clearly want to have a franchise with her.
Yep.
I think they could, because she's smart, she's complicated, and she's not all just visual. You're right, the car chase is memorable.
Yep.
And when we're talking people who have admired Steve McQueen and the Fast and the Furious.
Yes, I thought about Bullet. Steve McQueen is memorable, one of the very first, and some people still say the most memorable car chase. And this, you're in the passenger seat, and this car's getting hit, shot at, dodging traffic. Very memorable in this movie was the musical. Everything from the Monkees to Mamas and Papas.
I think, what did they have, Dream of Me?
Yes, with Mama Cass. Thematically, the music really worked.
I have to praise Reed Marino, the director.
Yes.
She did Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
So she's got a good provenance here.
Yes.
And Mark Burnell, whom I mentioned before, who did the screenplay, and that's his character from his novel.
The one thing, if people enjoy mysteries, complicated mystery type of element in this movie, would like this one. Because there's a big baddie and you don't find out till near the end who it is.
All right, Wayne Miller.
Uh-huh.
The film is The Rhythm Section, starring Blake Lively. What grade do you award it?
I'm going to give it a solid B.
And I am too. Silence of the Lambs came out at this time of year.
Yes, and I'm very shocked because Dead Months.
I know.
But Blake Lively, I think, is somebody almost like a Scarlett Johansson to really kind of watch in the future. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.